Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III, back again for another episode of this podcast, all about what's going on with running and some of the current things, sports things that's going on right now in Kansas City or Kansas State or racing, whether it's two legs or four wheels, all things sports / running for this podcast. I'm recording, coming to you back from Lawrence. And I'm just recording this fresh from Lawrence, March 17th, on this Sunday, March 17th, 2024 here. I had to gather the right combination of words there for a minute here. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate it for you stopping by, giving us a listen here today. If you like what you have been listening, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Player FM, Audio Boom, and several other platforms where you get your podcast there as well. So we've recorded now for the last couple of weeks straight. So if you have not had a chance to listen to previous episodes, I encourage you to do that now before listening to this one. Fresh off of Lawrence, because coming off of a super fast time in Lawrence, Kansas, I'll get to that later on in the show. but a lot of things happened before that. So we got the KC Current making history, the ladies soccer team. Now, obviously, I'm going to get into this right now, but I thought there was already a professional league of women's soccer. Now, I could be wrong on that. Maybe that's more nationally, but I don't pay a whole lot of attention. So excuse me for those that are KC or soccer fans more generally, but wow, a huge dub for the KC Current yesterday, making history, opening up a brand new stadium, which my work is not too far from the stadium. Really nice stadium. Now, I got a funny story to share on that, but new stadium, brand new stadium, and KC Current jumped out early. It was 3-0. I think it was more like 5-0 late in the second or early in the second half before Portland. Now I had, there you go. Now, yeah, there it is. There, that's what I'm looking for now. Now they're up on Portland. Let me see. I'm gonna go ahead and click this on my laptop here. And I'm recording this actually an hour away from going to a birthday celebration, so I don't want to go over the time too long here. But anyways, here KC Current grand opening of CPKC Park or Stadium, excuse me, specifically for a National Women's Soccer League for the NWSL team in style yesterday, being the Portland Thorns 5-4. Match tied for a league record for the most total goals there, 9. I'm like, I had to do double check on that. It's like, what is going on? But more importantly, though, your KC Current, for those living in KC, listen to this podcast, wins their first home game. Not only that, but the opening of a brand new stadium. Now, again, back to my funny thought about this stadium. Now, I have driven by this stadium. I've lost count, obviously, because of either work or going back home or going to some running events or some sporting events, the combination of everything. And when I first came up on the stadium in North Kansas City, what is this? Is this and I kid you not, this is a football stadium, another football stadium, because there's another football stadium 15-20 minutes away from where I live called Arrowhead Stadium. And there's a whole other situation going on with the Royals and the Chiefs, but I don't have time to get all into that, so that's another podcast episode for another podcast. But I'm thinking to myself here, I'm like, what is this? What's going on here? Is a football stadium? I'm confused what's going on. And talking to several people, then they mentioned, like, oh, no, that's the Casey current billing that they're saying they're going to play in here in a couple months. I'm like, what? So let me go back and check this again. So driving back by here, or more solely work, the light bulb turned on when I, because obviously majority of the time I have to go turn left, but sometimes I go right. My work is located in the North Kansas City area, industrial area, right? So go here, one of the side, well, before I turn, it's like literally right there before we get on, hop back on. Oh gosh. Highway 71, 29, Interstate I-70. It all blends in together when you drive around these highways and interstates now for work. But it's literally right there. And when I saw the KC Current flag or whatever is there, it's like, oh my goodness. It is. It is a soccer stadium. It is a soccer stadium specifically for the KC Current women's soccer team. That is incredible. And from what I saw and with the highlights and everything, I didn't watch the game or anything like that. So, but watching back at highlights, seeing Patrick Mahomes, Pat and Brittany Mahomes, right? They're the owners. And more so Brittany, because going back to a documentary, right, that Patrick Mahomes was on called Quarterback, right? So, for those of you, that's on Netflix. Again, for those of you wondering what you're talking about, well, go back, check that out on Netflix. It was a series of three quarterbacks documenting their weekly preparations for not only for their football team, but what they do outside of that. And Patrick Mahomes was one of the quarterbacks was on that for this year, right? So, more so in that, it discusses, I think one of the episodes talks about, now I could be wrong on that, but again, I'm just going off of blind memory here. Brittany Mahomes, a big soccer fan, played soccer. I think it's on a documentary. Yeah, on one of those episodes. Big into soccer. And of course, Patrick Mahomes, now a 3-time Super Bowl champion, part of that ownership there as well. So huge, huge deal in KC. And not to add on, let's not forget about Sporting KC now. For what it is, Sporting KC made history first. But this is even more so because of the fact that, oh yes. Oh, and by the way, this is International Women's Month. So, if you hear that, I don't know what's going on outside my recording room here. But one of the cars is going off in the neighborhood. So if you hear that, I apologize. That's not me. That's not my fault. But so, yeah. So Patrick Mahomes, Pat and Brittany. I got to put those two names in. Pat and Brittany Mahomes own this team. More so Brittany. It's here. So 5-4 was the score yesterday there. This podcast, oh, by the way, is going to come out tomorrow night as its normal slot. So you should already know by now what happened there. So, but yeah, I find that not interesting, but fascinating enough that, hey, given the fact that Patrick Mahomes has already done a heck of a lot for the city, bringing home Super Bowls, helping out with the community, all that stuff. Now, Brittany shares that light in a more bigger fashion, bringing this team. And if this team is successful, now, also I've heard that, not trying to turn this into, well, this is a sports podcast, so we'll get off this in a minute, but this is bigger news, but from the weekend yesterday, right? So, given the fact, Brittany Mahomes, to put this question out there, if KC Current, I mean, I've seen this before, and not from a soccer standpoint, baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays back in the day. Yeah, back in Florida, these teams start out hot. Houston Texans. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it. I didn't say that. I didn't say they're going to do it. But again, you had in that car alarm is going off again. We got to get that figured out. But anyways, But anyways, if they can say success, right? And I part of me, I don't know how many games they're playing in the regular season. I don't know. I have to talk to somebody else about that. But they can say success. Thank you for taking that, turn that car off, because that's gone off twice now. But if they can sustain success, have some level of success, not tank. Again, I don't know. Again, I don't know these ladies, these women, that all that well. Because look, I only saw the highlights, and I'm not even familiar with the whole team. So all I know is the Casey Current logo. That's all I know. But if they win matches, then they're gonna be relevant. And like Sworn Casey, they're there as well. They've had some. I pay more attention to the Sworn KC. Now, again, I'm gonna have to, if these KC Current matchups, okay, appear or to be televised on television screen, then if I have the time, I'll sit down and watch a little bit of it. But yeah, if they can, this team can sustain success, man, then look out. This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 Fresh from Lawrence. Ooh, excuse me. Fresh from Lawrence on this Sunday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Yes. So we're like almost halfway in this episode. I haven't even mentioned that. So St. Patrick's Day weekend, a lot of things going on. You had the 5K race yesterday that I was not in. Neither was my brother Alex. He was supposed to sign up, but he waited too late for that. So, but he ended up running with the big group, with the KCRC 2.0 group, and he looked fine to me. I let him lead the way because I was back behind him most of it, but I ended up turning off because I thought at the time I originally was supposed to do 10 miles, but it said, you know what, I'm just going to do 12. So I did the rest of it, found my way back to Trolley Trail, and just went on that for the rest of it. I did start off the run with good friend Haley for a while. Unfortunately, she couldn't continue, so to for other reasons, but we're not going to get into that. But yeah, every now and then, you know, every runner has their not so good day, and it was one of those for her. But I'm glad that she was that turned around for her day, so I was happy to see that. But yeah, so Alex did all 12. Yes, he did. So yeah, I saw it with my own eyes. So, well, for 2/3 of it anyways, because the rest of it, I hopped back to the Trolley Trail and ran the rest of it on my own. So there's that. And then today, right, earlier, around lunchtime, back in Lawrence. Okay, and both of them, I'm going to go ahead and slip this in here before I get into it. This is your first time listening to 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen and a download. If you enjoy what you're hearing today, especially if you're a soccer fan, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts there. I do, even though I am a Georgia sports fan, I do, since obviously I live in KC now, or back in Kansas City now, in my terms. This is my second go around at it. I will spill possibly some Royals, some Chiefs, all that. We have free agency going on with the Chiefs right now. They signed Hollywood Brown the other day. For that, the Royals signed a couple of good, decent players. I mentioned that somewhere in the last couple episodes, but if not, I'm mentioning it right now. So you got that as well. So I might mention that. I did say I will talk some Braves on here, and if I have a chance, and if I have the opportunity, I will, because this podcast was a NASCAR podcast. So if you're scrolling on the 3WattEG3 feed, you see what is this? What's going on? Well, those are all NASCAR recaps, episodes, and interviews of you that you probably find fascinating that I recorded over the past handful of years on this podcast. So definitely, if you're into that kind of thing, definitely give it a listen for sure, because those are some those to me were some very good interviews that I did over the past several years there as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Again, it is changed now to what it was the first time back in Manhattan when I first originated the podcast. It was the EG3 show. So all the way back when, yes, you did it however it is, but back in the day, yes, it was the EG3 show where I talk all that, where I pretty much dip around sports, including some of the more popular and intriguing topics. So it's kind of back to that format now with the addition of what I'm doing as far as running goes. So I wanted to throw that another plug there on this podcast. Okay, so today, right, in Lawrence, Kansas, back for the Lawrence Irish Mile. Well, not back, because I signed up for this race last year, but the race fell on a Friday, and I could not get off because the guys at work back in Manhattan wanted me to work, so I could not get off for this race. But today, no issues. And I was very excited and very optimistic about the time that I'm going to tell you, because your boy hit a 5 flat on a road race. I repeat, a 5 minute on a spot mile. I was very optimistic about that. And yes, I did run 12 miles yesterday at a good pace. Okay, so there's that. So going into the day, you know what? And then coming off from last summer where I did the, and I said this in the last episode. So go back to the previous episode, and listen to this where I'm going to reiterate. Right, so back at the KC Metro Championships, which is on a track where my bread and butter, right? That's, I went into this and stuff, this stuff in high school. I was not, okay? I have to remind people of that, and then I'm probably just going to have to remind new listeners, right? Because they're like, okay, I'm going to listen to this. All right, so back at Watson Junior in high school, yes, I'm re-putting the time clock back again, time machine back on this podcast. Back in high school, junior, this is where it all started for me, on the track, not distance running, track, sprints, 1, 200, 400, all that, right? And then I grew to love the 400, and everybody, from what the popular answer is, nobody likes the 400, which I get it, but on the flip side of the coin, it became my staple race. Right, because is it? I mean, 800. I hate the 800 because that's two hard ass laps around track, and it's become now to a point where you gotta go far. You gotta go fast right from the jump. Boom, boom, boom. You can't go slow. So 400 is pretty much the same thing, but you can throw some small strategy to it, and that's what I did. And we're here today, well, not here, but out in Lawrence today, in the KC Metro Championships back last summer, I hit sub 5, which was the goal there, which I hit 4:56. Today, I felt very optimistic. Very optimistic that if I could just hit 5 somewhere, I'd be good. If I get more than that, I'd be super happy about that. Well, I hit 5 minutes on a dot, so my OCD, very happy today, so I'm very happy with it, and when I looked at the course, I think it was yesterday, no, when I looked at the course, well, actually today, because I went in there early, wanted to get settled in, wanted to get my mind right, I looked at the course, Matt, it changed everything. You know, going into this thing, I was like, how is this going to play out, because for me, when it comes to track, I can plan a little bit better on how to hit certain times on certain laps. Okay, so back here, back to the road mile, I'm thinking to myself, how in the world I'm gonna plan this out, because I don't know, you know, the halfway mark or anything like that. I figure it's gonna be straight down Mass Street, but no, it's not. It's a maybe over just over half a mile up the street. They're coming right back to the finish line. Simple as that. And to throw in a curveball, you had to go up a hill, which wasn't that bad. Not these KC hills, but just a medium hill. Maybe I'm overstating it, but it wasn't too bad. You're going uphill, and that's where the turnaround is. You're going swing out wide, right, which I love. And then I made a point to myself before the race. Okay, just hang back a little bit. Get off to a good start. Came back a little bit. And let yourself ease in to full speed mode. And that's what I did. So I ended up starting mid-pack. And you have all the Team Mizuno runners. We also had a name that I'm familiar with, which I'm going to bring up here in a moment. But you had... Let me see if I can go to there now. Go to my laptop now for that here while I am talking. But yeah, swing out ride. You're basically turning around like a turnabout or roundabout. Yeah, there you go. Roundabout. Coming right back. And you're going steam downhill. Downhill. And of course, shout out to my guy Noah for winning this race. And he wasn't even leading. He was even leaning because I can take a quick peek. I can take a quick peek to my left and see what's going on. Well, not to my left, not exactly, but look to my left because you have runners coming right back at you, coming down the downhill and headed for the home stretch. So I looked to left. Noah was, I did not count because I didn't have time because I was worried about staying on other people and getting after the other people that are ahead of me. He was, if I had a guess, third or fourth? I can't remember. I'd probably say fourth or fifth, probably more so than that. But that's just a guess because I don't know because I was worried about my own race. But I can see him coming by, part Team Mizuno. They had a squad. They had like five or six guys up there. And yes, there are some horses out there. In the winning time, Noah Stevenson, 4:15. Let me see. I don't want to get it wrong on the podcast here. Got it here. Let me see it. More like... Yeah, 4:15. Yeah, 4:15. Chip time. Clock time. Clock time. Chip time is different, but chip time matters. Oh, I ain't gonna get into that. That's a whole other situation there. Kobe, wait, don't want me talk. You don't want me talking about that one. But anyways, 4:15 was the winning time today. Noah Stevenson brought home for Team Mizuno. Yeah, there were like five or six Team Mizuno guys. I ended up passing, I think, two of them. On the way down, I'm like, I'm feeling good, man. Let's go. I know I passed one for sure going downhill, right? And I did not get passed at all. I was worried about that. That was the other goal, kind of a goal too, a pride thing. You don't want to get passed. And so when I know that, yeah. So I passed a whole bunch of people. I started in the middle of the pack, I was kind of worried about that too because, you know, with the race day etiquette, see, you know, you don't want to be up in other people's way and all that. But, hey, I'm right up. I can hang with these guys, right? So, start mid-pack. We go. Set up a little bit of a start shoot. And in that, you're coming back through that where you hit your chip time and everything, right? So, yeah, coming back downhill. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. I'm on you. I'm going to get you. All right, got you. Next, I'm going to get you. Got that. All right, I heard my name a couple of times in that. Appreciate the shout out there. I know I went in the store and they were like, we're going to cheer for you today. I'm like, all right, okay, all right. So I'm going to get you. And I ended up passing another couple of runners and I got to Chris, who is a KC Smoke runner, who is pretty good at these mile races. And I got to him late. And it passed him. I pretty much set him as a benchmark. Got to him, and I passed him there with about a few feet left to go. That felt amazing there as well. I wish I would have kept going. Because when you look back in these results, you can find them on Run Sign Up, the Lawrence Irish Mile. Look, yes, Run Sign Up. There, I finished 19th overall, but more importantly, your boy won the age group. division. I wasn't sure about winning the age group. I was more concerned about the time, because this is actually my first road mile. Much different from the track, but the strategy for me, it's a little different, because you're trying to figure out what's going on. You're not running laps. You're running full speed ahead and hope you're hanging on. And oh, I did hang on for sure. Not only that, but I was passing. Let's see, I passed like 12 or 13 runners. I wasn't counting, but it was a heck of a lot of runners that I passed there. And I was coming up on another two, but of course we came to the finish line. I couldn't make my move there, but that's how good I was feeling. That's what I'm talking about. 5 minute mile, spot on. Oh, a second away from as much as I'm happy. I'm like, maybe just 1 or 2 seconds off from a sub five, but I'm extremely happy with that. A top 20 finish among 110 runners. Originally, there was like 115 that when I looked signed up. But I know one of them didn't show. it was kind of a call out there, but hey, I say what it is. And yeah, one runner didn't show. I don't know why, but I don't know the reason, but I'm sure it was a very good reason for that. But for the rest of the four, I have no clue. But that race was something. Yes. So age group winner, EG3, age group winner, 20 squad, represent. And for those of you who are wondering what's 20 squad, and I didn't mention it last week, so I'm going to go ahead and mention it here. From one of my TV shows, CBS shows, drama from the drama closet, called SWAT. They're on their last season. They put out 7 good seasons. Now that's kind of on its last season there, and they're killing off people off the show. That's sad, man. They're killing off people. Wait a minute. Two didn't actually get walked off. Well, wait. There's a whole other conversation, but yeah, they're taking people away from the show. Should I love when the first time it came out? So very sad stuff, but I'm not gonna talk about that right now. But that's where I got the name from. 20 Squad, where of course the TV show named SWAT, where elite leader Hondo leads the elite squad full of characters, elite personnel that saves lives, that goes around the neighborhood and kind of solves problems and saves lives and all that other stuff. So there you go on that. Kind of a little summary for you on that. So that's where I got the nickname 20 Squad from. 20 Squad, represent. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, and then, newsflash, I went ahead again and signed up for another mile this summer. I'll get to that down the line somewhere. That's not news. That's not news right now, but, well, it is news now because I said it. But, yeah, went ahead and asked that I could compete, and it's on. And I didn't do no speed work all week, and I was a little worried about that. I was recovering from, I was too much in recovery mode from running two races, hilly races, weekend prior, Westport, which I regret not staying with my original plan, because if I don't do that, we're talking, I know that's the beard, that's for Scott Green Day, shout out, Green family, Scott Green, my brother, but that race last Sunday could have been a different story there. I would have been up in the mix, definitely, for sure. But I can't do anything about that. It's what it is now. Another shout out, 20 Squad won that thing. So, but that's my fault there for that. But this today makes up for it. Getting guys and gals for the second half. It planned my strategy right to a T. Kind of hold steady. Get out of the gate. Don't go out too fast, too hard. That's not your game. Just steady, Eddie. Be steady, and then let your momentum flow. Don't try to push it early, because you know you're going to need it on the back end, and I feel like I executed it perfectly, and I almost got myself 5 on the road. I can't believe it, man. But so excited about that. So, I'm not sure I'm going to do the KC Metro this year because it kind of intertwines with Fargo. The Fargo Marathon I'm in the process of getting ready for. in the middle of all these halves and miles and 10Ks and all that. That I'm in the process of getting ready for here in another couple of months. So, I don't know if I'm able to do it this year, which makes me sad, but I did sign up for another mile race, road race. So that kind of makes it for it. So I had a lot of fun. That's my track. I think a lot of people don't know that I come from a track background. So a lot of people lose sleep on that. But today I make a Sunday statement on all that and make a huge statement there. Top 20, 19th place overall, age group winner, 5 flat mile. I can't even wrap my head that. I was wrap my head around that myself. But I knew. Going in, I felt optimistic about my chance of at least running that or 5:05, somewhere like that. But I knew in the back of my head I wanted to hit around 5, and there you go. OCD, baby. 5:05. So next for me, I know there's Liberty coming up for half or most of the KC running folks, whether you're with Smoke or with the running group or with the 2.0, 1.0, all that. I'm doing a damn run next weekend in the Lake of Ozarks. Hey, I'm excited for that. Do something new, different, and fresh. Okay? So that's what's on tap for this guy right here. And I'm ready for it, I think. So I have my chance. Well, not gonna have my chance, but I let my body kind of rest a little bit this week. So again, I didn't do too much speed work. Well, I was a little worried about that, but I guess naturally when you've done so much speed work over time where you just like, okay, if it happens, don't worry about it too much. And oh, it came out at the right time. So hopefully it didn't mess. I know the goal race, obviously everybody's Rocked the Parkway, which is not too far away, which, oh, by the way, there was a Rocked the Parkway recap on this feed. Go find it, check it out, listen to it. I'm sure I'm going to go back and listen to it again. Before Rock the Parkway weekend in a few weeks. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Something new, ordinary a little bit, and we'll see what we can do out there for sure. So definitely I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time out there with KCRC 2.0. I don't know off the top of my head, I want to say 14 to 16 people from KCRC 2.0 going to be there. It's going to be a damn good time. I'm looking forward to it for sure coming off this, but this was a heck of fun. I might do this again next year. This is so much fun. I signed up for it last year, didn't do it because had to miss it because of work. I'm glad it fell on a weekend and I could go out there, go back out to Lawrence and showcase some speed. And we definitely did that. And hey, the results speak for themselves. I don't need to speak for any more, but I don't need to talk trash in that. That's not my style. That's not my game. And I just let the results speak for themselves, whether they're good or they're bad or they're mediocre, right? So there's that. 5 flat. I almost said so 5, but I was 1 second away from that. But I'm super happy with it. So I will definitely celebrate that with the friends tonight, 20 squad, along with possibly a couple others there. Definitely today and tomorrow, we'll cherish every moment. And then, yeah, man, get ready for that damn run, that damn half marathon I gotta run. So there's three. Oh, by the way, this is the 3Wide Podcast with ET3, Eddie Gritter III. We're about to wrap this thing up because, yeah, it's almost time for me to wrap this thing up and head on back out for dinner, for a celebration birthday dinner. So, but yeah, there's a 10K half marathon and a 25K. I already signed up for the half, so another half awaits in the books out there, Lake of Ozarks. And I've been through there, but I don't think I've been through there in detail. That's going to be fascinating. So we'll see what happens out there. So I'm looking forward to it. the continuing to build relationships out there or within the team. Have fun. More importantly, have fun. Go out there and we'll see what we can do. So I'm not going to put any expectations on it. We'll go out like not like today where I thought, you know, I'm optimistic about it, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure about what's going to happen with the half marathon. But for sure, but main goal is to finish the thing, and that's what we're going to do next weekend. The Three Wipe, almost said my other podcast, which is the Purple Project, which is the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State. I'm actually awaiting to hear where the K-State women's basketball team is going to go, along with the men's, if they made the big dance. Those questions will be answered out, and obviously I have notifications, so I'll know. While I'm out late tonight, or not later tonight, but here in a little bit. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to this podcast, thank you so much for giving us a listen today. If you enjoy what you listen to here, whenever you listen to this podcast, make sure you do subscribe. I've had several people, new people subscribe, and I've gotten some very good comments, so thank you. If you've been listening to the show since its return to the podcast form, thank you again for your support. It's very well appreciated there as well. We will be definitely back next week to recap it all. Now, I don't know. As for next week's episode, I don't know if it's going to come out on Monday because I'll be getting back from the Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri. So if not next Monday, definitely on Tuesday. So we'll just have to see how timing goes and everything else like that. But there will be an episode to drop again next week. So looking forward to that. And even though there's no race for me the weekend after, I'll drop something there as well. Getting ready for the Rock the Parkway the following weekend as well. I'm really excited about that. Even so or more now. So y'all better watch out, man. for sure. Y'all better watch out for sure. So, but anyways, man. A happy EG3. We're waving the checkered flag on this episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Thank you guys so much and gals for tuning in to the days. Whenever you listen to this episode, we'll be back next week to recap what went down at that damn run in the Lake of the Ozarks. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3.